Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 6th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we witness Jesus welcoming the interruption of children and encouraging us to have childlike faith. Our passage for this week is Mark chapter 10 and verses 13 to 16. Let's read it together. Jesus blesses the children. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Amen. This week, we'll explore a powerful passage from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, which sheds light on a remarkable aspect of Jesus' ministry, his willingness to spend time with those considered wrong by society. Let's ask ourselves the question, how did Jesus treat people who were wrong? In this passage, people brought their children to Jesus, seeking his blessing. His disciples, however, viewed the children as an inconvenience, rebuking those who brought them. It's not the first time Jesus was criticized for spending time with the wrong people. He often associated with tax collectors, blatant sinners, and those society had deemed unworthy. How did Jesus treat people who were wrong? He responded with love and compassion. He said, "Let the children come to me, don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children." He recognized that these wrong people held a special place in God's heart. He embraced them with open arms, teaching us that in God's eyes, no one is beyond redemption. No one is wrong. In deciphering how Jesus did treat people who were wrong, we notice that Jesus didn't shy away from those that society deemed wrong. Instead, he saw their potential for transformation, and his love drew them closer to God. As we encounter the wrong people in our lives, let us strive to see them through the lens of love, as Jesus did, and reflect his grace and acceptance in our own interactions. In doing so, we can be vessels of God's love and healing, reaching out to those who need it most. Let's think about how Jesus treated people who were wrong and embrace the wrong people in our lives with an open heart. And we might just witness the transformative power of love, just as Jesus did. As you reflect on these thoughts today, these questions might help you. Who are the wrong people in your life, those you might hesitate to spend time with? And what can you learn from Jesus' example of embracing them with love and compassion? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional, as we look at the fact that Jesus spent time with the people who most needed him.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.